Se wuda wuda funda wuda fusuta ubiya na se wushwe ni nimusu na uhuni ni chia afiyo ama usayi sa rati ya fave chia give me blow, give me blow, give me blow, 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 faw
mama
All right, and we are back again like back pains on a millennial back. Come on, come on, come on. Get in the room. Get in the room. Tell everybody. Sincerely, your crowd's back. Of course, it's another exciting episode of the People's Favorite Podcast. And my name is Joseph NT. Yes, that is the host that is going to bring you the most and going to keep you so entertained in this host. Oh, I repeated host. Okay, that went shit real quick. But anyway, quick shout out to my co-creator and producer, Mr. Kwame Asante Ofori. And of course, the number one podcast hosting network in Idaho, Ghana. Yes, that's the GCR Network, the Gold Coast Report. And baby, we are back again to slay like it is a Slaysian diva at a festival of slaying. You can hear that I'm making that up as I go. But hey, welcome to a new episode of Sincerely Accra.
Easy, baby. Easy, baby.
Can't believe people can win like this. Love it when you give me the go-go wine.
Easy, baby.
Pass the wine to me, girl. Give me the Chinese wine, don't you fear. Are you got the wickedest time? Are you set a pace and the rest them a follow you? Give me the access time. Ready to pay and I watch you wine. Easy, you blow my mind. Cause the way you are one make me put it for rewind. So give me the go-go wine. Give me the go-go wine. Give me the go-go wine. Wine for me, hey, give me the go-go wine. Give me the go-go wine, give me the go-go wine. Easy, wine for me.
Yes, so this is gonna be a very jam-packed episode, okay? Let's get into it, because listen, there's so many stories, this is one of those weeks where like I just took a gander at everything that's trending, and I said, you know what, I cannot sieve through this, because usually I have to stick to like three stories, but I'm like, I'm gonna power through as many as I can, because every single one of these stories was interesting to me to some degree. Okay, so hey, without much, oh my god, I can't believe I almost said that thing. Why? Oh my god, sometimes the Ghanaians just be popping out. I hate that phrase. Look, with little to do, let's move on to what's trending.
All men are the same to me, me a different, yeah. But my home, they make me business, yeah. And the vision is clear. Yeah, I'm about, and yeah, baby, yeah. I'm better to myself, I'm better to me, yeah. Behind every successful man is a queen. Is a queen. So who name nada, me a king. We a queen.
You're doing the mommy, no one again. No one again. You're doing the mommy, no one again. I know what to choose, and I know what is good, and I know what to do. I know what is good for me. I know.
Them my puppets in me pay, and so me jate. This is trouble my soul in Chongqua.
All right. Listen, top of it all, T-Ba is back. T-Ba, listen, if you are a young, Ghanaian creative that like started popping off in like 2016, 2017, you know T-Ba. You know T-Ba. T-Ba wasn't like Nyaneba, okay? Like if you're going to Cocoon, but you're coming from like, the junction, the junction that takes you to Frombach, if you're coming from there, but then you're going all the way to Cocoon, it's in the curve. That's where T-Ba used to be. And let me tell you something. There's so many creatives that are in today's space. Those that have blown, those are like in the process of blowing, those that are still working at it, or like, even if they've changed directions or whatever, there were so many of us that used to just hang out at T-Bar. And a lot of my creative connections that I have today is because I was hanging out at T-Bar. And T-Bar was a place to go. It was very low cost, but high in vibration. You know what I mean? The first time I did my documentary on Odunsi's EP, Time of Our Lives, I literally had to go to Dedo and I said, Dedo, I need to create some content for this documentary. documentary I'm doing, and I want to do like a listening session here in the space. I promise you people are going to come. She was like, well, okay, sure, Joseph, you can have the place, you know. I don't remember if I paid for it, but you know, that was really nice. So I did it, and then like we recorded and people came, the streets were full. You know, when I look back on my life, every single thing that I touch creatively just turns to, it's like, you know what I mean? Because people really showed up for Odusi, honestly. And it was great. I'm just so happy. I went to the opening of T-Ba and it just brought back so many memories. I met so many people that like, I haven't seen in years. Like, you guys don't understand. This is a place that holds so much of culture and history in the creative scene. And I'm just so glad that it's back. It's in the Noldor. You guys know the Noldor residency. So those of you who know Kuntakinte, you know where Noldor is. It's somewhere. It's not far from Yanaba. It's also not far from Laboni. But you can find it. But anyway, T-Ba is back. And shout out to you, Dedo. And we're going to be chilling. Listen, it's probably going to be my new favorite spot. So every time you're looking for me, just show up at T-Ba. You know what I mean? All right, let's move on. Quick shout. So there's a movie called Elubu. Okay, it's coming out. It's a movie that was done about the Takoradi girls. You guys remember the Takoradi girls that were kidnapped? I don't remember, were they 9 or 11? But oh my god, 9/11. Anyway, there's a movie that's coming out. I just saw a trailer and I just felt like, you know what, in promoting all things Ghanaian, let me just, you know, give them a little shout. But it's got a lot of people in there, okay? Benedict Agafa, also known as Empress Dicta B. Now, let me tell you something. If there's one thing that I know, Empress Dicta B is like, no, in fact, G.H. Kweku is the reason why I know Empress Dicta B. Because I was a point where I was trying to keep up with the local Ghanaian news, so I followed a lot of bloggers. And G.H. Kweku would always post this girl, Benedict Agafa. And I was like, and you know, and he would put it, Actress Empress Dicta B. That was her Instagram name. I don't know if she still has it. Actress Empress Dicta B, showing off her new car. Actress Empress. And I would always ask myself, actress? I ain't seen her in not one film. But I mean, to be fair, she's in a lot of like Kumawood movies, I think. And also like these days, like Ghana movies don't really be popping up like that for you to like even like care. So it's like, you know what I mean? So I hadn't really seen her in much, but it was like, okay, I know she's an actress and I know her name is Empress Dicta B. But anyway, she's in this movie. So finally, a movie that you're in, Empress. Cosmo Scenario is inside. Mr. Beautiful is in there. Akra Ebenezer is in there. Like it's a jam-packed movie and it's coming out. I don't know, like, it's called Elubu. Guys, do what you need to do. I'm not here to promote, like, their film for you to go and, like, watch it live in the cinemas because God knows this is a pre-record. But anyway, that's out. I wanted to put that out there. And then also, there's a new artist, emerging artist. You know, this is the new, we don't see up and coming anymore. Emerging artist called Manche Fee. And I think she's a UK girly she's a UK girly, you know, cause she's got the accent. She went on a show at Hits FM. And listen, I promise you, I was going to look up like the name of the host and everything. And I was like, you know what? It's not worth it. You know what I mean? I can do that homework, but like, this is the crux of the story. I don't need to give you the person's name or whatever, because like, they don't need any more attention. Okay. But basically, Manche Fee is like this new artist, emerging artist. She's like Ghanaian, obviously. She lives in the UK, and I listened to like two songs. She has a song out called Rema. It sounds good. It sounds good. I'm not going to lie. And I think she was on Hits FM and they were talking to her about her upcoming EP or her EP that she had already released. And there was a woman sitting next to her. The woman, she was not the main host. I think she was one of the panel people. So she's like sitting there. She's talking to her about how, oh, you know, if you want to take off, if you want your song to blow, you need to put some tree in it because, you know, guy is not like really popping like that. Like put some tree so that more people can relate to the music. I mean, if you watch the interview or you listen to whatever, later on, a man comes on and like tells her that's bad advice, whatever. But like, Cena Soul and Max 24, whatever, just happened. It just happened. And sometimes this is why I believe that like people just be doing shit just to get rage bait points and then people will pay attention to their show. But I saw the video and these women don't look like they were rage baiting. It's like they believed for a fact. And it was just, look, here's how I live my life, okay? I don't give unsolicited opinion ever. I don't. You have to ask me for it. Like, when I go on interviews and stuff, and people ask me, what advice do you have for creatives? I'm like, girl, I don't have no advice for nobody. who ain't asked me? You know what I mean? Like, I hate unsolicited opinion in my life. Like, I know how it feels when you're just randomly existing and somebody wants to advise you. Because it's like, God forbid you do something for the plot. God forbid you do it to take risk. Like, hey, you and I don't have the same risk scale appetite. You know what I mean? Like, why are you advising me? And so I don't give unsolicited advice. But I just feel like I am not taking advice from anybody that has not walked a day in the direction that I'm trying to go in. If you haven't, like, what kind of person am I taking advice on baking a cake from somebody who's a welder? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you haven't baked a cake. You don't know the intricacies that goes into baking a cake. So who are you? Like, I want to know who the woman is so bad, because I only saw the name of the host and she wasn't the one that said the egregious thing that I'm addressing. So I was like, let me not mention her name. I wish I knew who the hostess was, because I just want to understand her background. I just want to understand whether she was coming from like some A&R background, music sales and promotion marketing background, like statistics. Give us the numbers. Because what do you mean by, if you want your song to blow, put some tree in it? Because, you know, most Ghanaians, like, is that really the scale? Is that really the scale? That is so crazy from a generation that grew up, like, singing and dancing to Freddie Mayway. Y'all ain't know what the man was saying. You didn't know what he was saying. Plazo, plazo. So was there tree in that song? There was no tree in that song. But, girl, and guess what else? No English. But the song blew. Y'all were over here belting out Olufumi yo, nefami sibi yo, Olufumi lai lai, ni ache. Oh my God. Anyway, you get the point. All I'm trying to say is that was some shit advice, yo. That was some crazy advice, because there are bare songs that have popped up in this year Ghana that do not have tree in it. What are you talking about? Like, I'm sorry. You, like, see, and I get it. Sometimes, you know, sometimes, and you know, she actually spoke up for herself, because of course, UK girly, you know what I mean? She's not going to sit down. I mean, God forbid it was like some humble Ghanaian artist who would like be like, okay, okay, and then just, you know what I mean? Because like, if the Ghanaian artist speaks up for himself, oh my God, umbuadia, because they were mothering her, they were auntieing her so bad. But she said, listen, I'm a Ghan, and this EP is about self-discovery, and I don't speak Ghan too well, but I'm learning it, I understand it, and this is part of my story. You know, she spoke up for herself. And so, good on you, Manyafi. If y'all are trying to check her out, just listen to Rema by Manyafi, because that's what I listen to. Because, you know, I'm obsessed with Rema, and it was good. It was good. And so that's on it, you know. And it just called back to my point with what happened with Cena. So, like, y'all need to start hiring qualified people to do entertainment commentary. It's not, oh, you can string words together, come and sit down. Oh, you rattled a few feathers on the internet for being controversial, come and sit down. Stop it. Stop it. You're ruining the media space. It's no longer attractive to be done on the scale that it used to be done back then. And on that note, let me segue into this one. Let me segue into this story, because I didn't know whether I should make this my last story or I should make the Diddy one my last story, because a lot of things I wanted to say about Diddy. But I'm going to jump right into this one, okay? Mona Gucci versus TikTok. I'm sorry, like, this whole entire week, let me just say, this is how Hot Topics works, okay? It's so crazy. I live in Ghana, but I'm, like, usually plugged in into, like, pop culture everywhere else. It's not that I'm not logged into Ghana. I'm just not as logged in as I used to be, because the space got really weird. Like, the things that we platform got really weird real quick. And I'm a creative genius at heart, and I become what I consume. So I'm very, very into... You know, hey, look, I'm not appetite. I watch literally everything and anything, but I'm just saying that the media, it's lacking genius sometimes, and so I looked away. And that is not to say that there aren't geniuses. There are. Every now and then they catch my attention, and sometimes they don't, because I'm just not checking for them. So that's what it is. But why am I explaining so much? Listen, the TGMAs happened. Y'all saw Ahmed on the red carpet. Ahmed went on the red carpet. He had some twists. He had like a two-piece on and like a little pink cutout in front with, like, you know, he gave. And then, so this is what happened, I guess. I think that there was a comment that was made about TikTok influencers taking over the red carpet. And, I don't know who told Ahmed what, because there was an interview that I saw that Anika Adu did with AJ, but I didn't see the whole video. Okay, because what I was even trying to say is that I'm hearing Gunna and I focus on pop. I just remember that I was telling this story. Oh my God, guys, the tangent did not win. But anyway, what I was just trying to say is like Kwame is in America and he keeps sending me all of the Gunna news, and I am over here and I just focus on the pop culture abroad because Kwame sent me like bare TikTok videos. That's how I even knew that this was happening. But I saw a video, and Anika Adu was being asked the question about why she didn't come to the red carpet at the TGMAs, but she chose the AMVCA because it happens at the same time. I didn't get the full clip because the clip that I saw, she was talking about how like, oh, Charterhouse is the one that made me and I always going to respect Charterhouse. It's not that I disrespect, da, 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 da. But she was saying something about like arrangements being made for invited guests who have taken an appearance fee and all those kind of things. I don't know in the full look, and I'm going to say it clearly, I don't know in the full interview if she had said that she was not going to be on the red carpet with TikTokers, but somebody had told Almed, okay, and you know Almed likes to pop off. So Almed went on his TikTok and he made a comment about, I heard that Nana Ikeadu said she's not going to be on the red carpet with TikTokers. And basically what he was saying was like, at the AMVCAs, there were bare TikTokers there. In Nigeria, in fact, all of the content creators have the same footing on the red carpet as like what you deem to be actual celebrities, which are mostly actors and actresses and musicians. Honestly, that's what it is. But that is like old media. You see what I mean? And so he was like, y'all are hypocrites because like, you know, when she goes there anywhere, you know, and I think when he said, you guys are hypocrites, it got misunderstood as him calling Nana Ikeadu a hypocrite. So Miss Big Bad Mona Bucci. That's it, Mona Bucci. Miss Big Bad Mona Bucci got on her show that she has on, I don't know what channel it's on, but it's called Bri Bri Jojo. And honestly, I feel like sometimes y'all need to just contextualize everything and then you will like, you'll be cool. Like, you just need to contextualize everything. You'd be cool because this woman has a show called Bri Bri Jojo. Like, let's just, you know what I mean? But basically, she went on there and she was like berating Almed, called him everything but a child of God, y'all. Let me tell you, she was berating him, talking about he was broke. She broke shamed his entire family, talking about Nana Ikeadu is an icon and the stuff that she wears. Like, I think she was alluding to the fact that she has more money than Almed, and you, who are you? And she said, you are the nobody of the nobodies. She actually said this, you are the nobodies of the nobodies. And then she generalized the net so that she could hook a lot of more people and whack them. And she said, TikTokers are nobodies. Something along those lines. She was saying something like, what are TikTokers, what's it called? TikTokers, who are they influencing? Yes, that's what she said. Well, who are they influencing? To which, I'm a Berlin, Princess Berlin. I saw your video. She was like, you know, y'all saw her response video. But anyway, there were bird people responding to this video, by the way. But I just followed Almed, okay? She said they're nobody. He's a nobody of nobody. Broke shamed him. Who are you influencing? And if you are, the last line, she really thought she ate. But I could see her making it up on the spot. It was almost there, but it was like the fact that it wasn't executed well. Like, it just didn't give for me. But she said something like, and if you don't like it, find a map, find the map, locate the sea, and go to hell. Something like that. And I was like, girl. That's so very class 4. And so suck my Gary for me. I don't know. Mona Gucci. No, you didn't eat that. When I tell you Almed gathered this woman in so many videos, I am just like, he started off by talking about how like English comprehension is like we are failing. He said some of you are failing your primary school teachers because it seems you do not comprehend English, something like that. And I said, oh, okay. But you know, it's not even so much like Almed's response and what everybody else has to say, because I just have an opinions on Mona Gucci. Okay, now you know, in the wake of all of this, you know how the internet is, people have been pulling old videos of Mona Gucci, and guess what? The babe was on Vodafone Icons years ago to audition. And no, she can't sing. No, she can't sing. And you know what it is? I looked at the whole situation. I sat back. I consulted with 16 bad bitches that live in my head. And I said, ooh, could this be envy? Are you shook that people younger than you are charting a path that you once tried to follow? Could it be that you sought fame through entertainment and had to hustle so hard for you to make it on this show that you have, but it seemingly looks like it's coming easy to people that are younger than you? does it seem like they're making more money than you? These are the pressing questions that I have, because that's what I was thinking. Look, let me just a quick education for y'all. We are in the era of new media. We are in the era of new media. Like Mr. Blaze said, who watches TV anymore? Nobody watches TV. Back then, everybody was watching the same thing because we all had the same three channels: Metro TV, GTV, and TV3. Yes, if you had money, you had DSTV. That was it. And so literally everybody was watching the same thing. You go to school, you talk about Passions, everybody watch Passions. You go to school, you talk about Sunset Beach, everybody watch Sunset Beach. Everybody watch GH Cribs with Bula Ray. Like, we all watch the same things. These days, everybody's got a streaming platform. Some people have Hulu, some people have Amazon, some people have, what's it called, Netflix. Some people don't. Some people just do YouTube. Like, we all have options now. And now that we have options, nobody's watching what's on the TV, because guess what? It's stale. Y'all didn't grow with the rest of the times, so nobody is watching TV. Plus, it's not very accessible because programming, if I miss it at 3 o'clock, that's it. Streaming is more better now at the convenience. And guess who is putting their stuff up on streaming? TikTokers. You can access that thing at any time of the day. You don't need a certain type of time. You don't have to record it so that you miss it. And these guys, let me tell you something. Content creation is not a joke, okay? One video can take hours of planning, hours of execution, and then editing. Like, you people are really discrediting the genius that goes into being a content creator in today's age. Because it's like, every day you wake up, there's a new trend. Every day you wake up, there's a new update to the app. And if you don't catch up, you will fall behind. Just in 5 years alone, look at the updates that have happened on Twitter. Look at the updates that have happened on Instagram. Look at the updates that have happened on TikTok, Snapchat. Just look up, just two years. Things keep changing, but these guys are always adapting and giving you a reason to laugh, to be entertained on your phone. And you're going to sit there and say they are nobodies? That's so crazy. They are the new age celebrities. You have to deal with it, babes. New age celebrities. Yes. Who is making your red carpet exciting? Who? Van Vicker didn't show up. Jackie Appiah didn't show up. Nadia Bar- They don't come to these things anymore. They don't. It's not enticing. The industry does not give them incentive to show out and pop out. In industries that work, people get an appearance fee. They are paid. They have a glam team that understands fashion and understands what's going on. They don't do it anymore. These kids now are doing it. They understand the game, and they are the ones that everybody's paying attention to. If you check, all the brands are using them. All the brands are using them. It may look like Nanama McGrath has all the brands, yes, but that is to a certain demographic. When you want to tap into the younger generation and influence, that is where you go. And that is why you think that these people are just showing up on the red carpet. They're getting invites. Damn, I got an invite. I just didn't want to be out till 4 a.m. I'm just telling you, like, do you know the kind of things that we get invited to? That's the funny thing. Like, people be legit emailing and DMing and saying, come to this, come to this, because they understand that we have social currency now that y'all on the traditional TVs don't necessarily have in the demographic that they need. You need to understand that. It's so crazy. I heard you deleted your videos, but girl, I don't understand why. Like, I just feel like sometimes we should take a step back when something triggers us. And like, I don't know, do you guys talk to yourselves? Me, I talk to myself a lot too. I assess, because I have a conversation with myself a lot. Like, when you see me in my car, I'm always talking, and I do it conveniently because I know that people can think I'm talking to on the phone, on the Bluetooth, because you know what I mean. But I talk to myself all the time. I assess my reasoning on things. I assess my reasoning on some opinion on things and things like that. And I can come back a day later and say, that wasn't right. I was talking from a place of this. I was talking from a place of that. Girl, you could have just taken a breath. Okay? Because, yo, this is crazy. They are the new media. Look at what Dulce is pulling. Look at what she started on Snapchat. Are you going to call her a nobody because she doesn't spend billions of dollars on an outfit on red carpets every year? So she's not an icon? You tried to be an icon on Vodafone Icon. What happened? Let's move on. Let's just move on. Okay, look, shout out to Kitty. I saw Kitty and Jackie. I've got this promo going out. You know, their new song, Cheat On Me. I don't want to cheat on you. Every day, young bitch, look at that body. Yeah. Anyway, I watched one of these videos that they did, and yeah, it was really cute. I like that song. I don't know. I can't tell if, like, I didn't jam into it yet. But you know the thing about Kitty songs is that they grow on you. But I saw this clip that Kitty did, an interview on the Talk Nerdy Cook Rice or something like that. Talk Nerdy Cook Rice, I think, podcast. And he was talking about how this next album, which is, by the way, he's calling it Where Do We Go From Here? Which is, you know, suspiciously similar to Billie Eilish album name. I think where do we go when we sleep? When we fall asleep? Is that it? But anyway, he was talking about how, like, He's done it all. He feels like he's achieved like everything here in Ghana. He's won Artist of the Year. Like, so for him now, he's questioning, where do we go from here? What's next? What other domain can I conquer? And that's the theme for the new album, Where Do We Go From Here? And I've never like really gotten into like the reasoning behind and everything with him. And so it made me like really alert, and I'm looking forward to the album, which is dropping sometime this year. And you know, I'm gonna tell you this, full privilege. I've had the chance to listen to the album, but that was last year. And it was different. You know, it was different. You know, most of the stuff wasn't finished, but I had a chance, you know, when you are you, but I had the chance to listen to it. And even when I listened to Cheat On Me, like, Jackie was not on it. It was just a solo song. So I am looking forward to hearing the changes and what like certain songs grew to become. It was like these two songs that I really, really liked. And I heard like they were going to get some feature on it or whatever. So I'm just like waiting to hear, but I'm looking forward to it. Also, Jackie's got a new song out, Sankofa. By the time I'm recording this, it's supposed to come out on Friday. But yeah, I'm sure by now it's out. So y'all better go jam to it. Okay, now let's get into the Didi trial. Oh, by the way, condolences to the family of Dada KD. You know, Fatia Fatankuma. Oh, yeah. Those of you know that, though, you know. Condolences to the family and friends and everybody that, like, has been affected by this. Like, he has some really great bops, Dada KD. Rest in peace. Let's move on to Didi. Listen, this Didi trial, this just might be our generation's OJ. This trial is like, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's like, I just feel like when they finally do the biopic, years from now, we're going to be the grown-ups having to explain to the children that this really happened. You know, like, they did the true crime story of OJ, like every single person that, like you literally talking to someone older and be like, do you remember this era? That's going to be us. Because why is this man letting prostitutes have sex with Cassie and then instruct her to take the ejaculate and then put, oh my God, y'all, I'm sorry if you're eating, but to rub it on his nipples. That's crazy. That's real crazy. But anyway, y'all remember Dawn Richards? She was in Diddy Dirty Money. You remember? Last night, if I told you once, I told you twice, I saw that, I'm all cried out, waiting for your love, love belongs to you, come and set me free, da 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 da. Last night, yes, y'all remember Dawn? She was one of the black girls. I know. She testified this week, okay? She testified. Listen, so she filed, okay? Baby was like, listen, let me get my bread in. She filed because, you know, apparently or allegedly, she also was at the hand of some of these things. So she filed before she took the stand. And immediately, Diddy's team filed to get that motion removed, citing what statutes of limitations. Let me tell you something. They were trying to get it thrown out, saying that she was doing a cash grab because right now Diddy's popular. But they added another one citing statutes of limitations. And I was like, girl, that means you're trying to say whatever Diddy did to the girl, the years that she was supposed to report it in has passed. Oh my God. Oh my God. This is crazy, yo. And Dawn revealed that apparently, like, a lot of people witnessed Diddy, like, being very, very violent towards Cassie and things. Like, you know, they witnessed it. But apparently, yo, Brother Love was going around talking to the staff that we see and putting the fear of God in them. He would say things like, listen, everybody knows me around here. If you talk on anything you've seen, I will make you disappear. Allegedly. Okay? He was going around. This is how, because a lot of people are like, how come nobody has come for it? How come nobody? NDAs and death threats. My God. When you see these American movies and TV series that you watch where they're always quoting somebody for ransom, where do you think they got the idea from? Art imitates life. Yes. It's so crazy. It's so crazy. And, you know, Cassie's been taking a stand. You know, she's pregnant. She had a Caucasian husband. Let me talk about Cassie's Caucasian husband for a bit. Now, you know, that's a bad motherfucker. That man, he's a Caucasian man. He's got a fade and a neck tattoo. Now, I don't know what you know about me. A Caucasian man with a neck tattoo, he is not to be playing with. Let me tell you. That man's been showing up to trial by his wife. And I just said, I just know this man is about it. He will get down if he needs to. I know. And by the way, so Diddy's children have not been going to trial in the last few days, okay? Now, the daughters are graduating from high school. They're about to go to prom, okay? Apparently, they went to prom already. Yeah, they've not been showing up. You remember the very first day when they were in the black and they were walking outside? I said, listen, I don't know, but I just felt like, I know there's a jury, so definitely like family appearing in court is a big deal, but I just felt like it was a bad look. You should let those babies out because this is like crimes perpetrated against women. Like, if the boys are going to be strong-headed and do what... Because I saw there was a clip where his sons were coming out of the courtroom and somebody asked if his dad is going to be free. And he was like, yeah, he's going to be free. And I'm just like, okay, let the boys be boisterous. But like, can you keep the girls at home? I mean, it's good that they don't go, but I don't know what it's supposed to do. They went to prom and I'm just like, wow, are these girls dealing with this in school? This is crazy. And the stuff that keeps coming out, like this nipple sperm thing is crazy. High schoolers are mean. Can you imagine the jokes? Insensitive. Oh my God. It's crazy. The Diddy trial is going on, y'all. Just, if you're interested, just go on YouTube, watch The Breakfast Club or something and you'll see it. Okay. It's crazy. It's a lot going on. But listen, that's going to be our trending news topic for, this episode. Shout out to Beyonce and the Cowboy Carter tour. Shout out to the Queen Rumi. Shout out to the Queen Blue. I see y'all. I'm having so much fun watching the clips from the Cowboy Carter tour, you know. I'm really enjoying it. And yeah. We'll be right back to get into this episode that you're gonna love, 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 love. That is what's been trending.
Yeah. Yeah. Was sitting right here in front of me, but I couldn't see it the whole time. I couldn't see, but I could feel that it was happening. Man, I could feel it, there was no doubt. I could see the scenes unraveling, and I could hear my thoughts were battling out. I needed some adrenaline, cause my thoughts now were fizzling out. Cause I had doubts about the way you go out. I had doubts about the way, but now, see, I don't need to hate. I don't need to hate you now. I just need love. I need love.
Okay, so listen. It's time for our interview with Ara the J. Yes, guys, if you have been listening to this podcast, you know we had him on Q Music. He made a debut. I think it was the very first episode to start off Q Music. When we started doing Q Music. You knew Q Music. How many times am I going to say Q Music? Q Music is like, you know, this part of the podcast where we try to highlight artists doing great stuff, emerging and otherwise. Okay. So we started off with Ara the J sometime last year because I told you guys a story. I went to As the Legends event and his three managers like accosted me and they said, listen, this is our artist. Listen to his EP. And I was captivated because the name was Finding Nemo. And if you know Pixar, Finding Nemo, I said, well, listen, this is a cultured person, at least, in the very least, let me listen. And I fell in love with him. The project is really good. He has strong vocals. I love his lyrics. And, you know, he's gone on to do so many amazing things since he's been here. And it was time for us to have a proper sit down with him and like get into what he's been doing. You know what I mean? And for those of you who still don't know who I'm talking about, just remember, Oni Biadafu, Maba, hey, Bwafu, Bwafu, Jesus Christ, too, with Black Sharif. Y'all know Ara the J, right? Okay, sit back, relax, enjoy this interview. Oh my God. Should have done better prep to introduce him, but you get it. You get the drift.
All right. Yeah. Look, I'm making sound crazy. Yeah. Like a card, don't man come here to tell them. That the dial of a boy's been a send. If you see a little girl with a man, then I swear so. I say what be long talk, we know yet. If you like, if you link up with a girl. If you come all the times we call, then she did come over. Cause she like the energy, but you like it how she rolls. She just like she in the G. Think about if it was a show. Man, tell me why you don't fuck her, yeah. Don't give up your heart, but I'm full of you. Tell me why you don't fuck her. Give up your heart, but I'm full of you. Like a card, them I come here to tell them. Then the dial of a boys, you know, send them. If you see a little girl with a man, them I swear it's over. It's over. Baby girl, man, it's over. Baby girl, she just wants a FaceTime and makeup, and it's over, yeah, yeah. And it's over, yeah, yeah. Baby girl, see it's over, yeah, yeah. Baby girl, she just wants a FaceTime and makeup, and it's over, yeah, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah.
Today, I'm going to be talking to Ara the J. Last time Ara the J was on the podcast, it was on a little session called Q Music. And since then, just say, in Konya, brand CNN in the team, and I'm going to be asking, we're going to get into it. Ara, welcome. Hey, let me tell you something. Last time when you came, I asked you what your fashion inspiration was, and you said Charlie Chaplin. Ufri, hanono. And grabber with my crew members, no more editing video. No,
yeah.
Almost today in Charlie Chaplin. Now, Charlie Chaplin is free for who Charlie Chaplin inspiration be. Ah, almost throw science. And then, yeah, what about in America? No, but music and oh my, Michael Jackson, oh, bad music video. No, I said, yeah. Hey,
right, it's not some way.
It's not some way. You say, Charlie Chaplin,
no, the Charlie Chaplin was for the fact that Charlie is more of baggy and more of ancient, sir. Shoe them pointed shoes.
Okay,
has that bend at the front. Those are my favorite shoes.
Okay, okay. Yeah, but you don't wear it.
Oh, I have
you have some.
Your friend got mine.
Yeah, you been looking out for. Yeah, okay, because I'm not more cause Charlie. No, she chibi won't she say chenibi. That's why they were saying say
unfair. Nimo Live 2.0.
Sir.
19th December 2025.
And then one way.
More watch out out.
I love it. Anyway, I found out say when you were in Presec, your senior used to call you Ara.
Yeah, Ace.
And that's how you came up with the name Ara. Yeah, but the Ara, what did it have to do with anything?
He used to call me Ace.
Ace.
Ace J Ara.
Ace J Ara.
Yeah, so he used to be the Ace.
Okay.
And then I'm Ace J. So the J Ara just practically is like a junior of Ace. Yeah. But then they were done with school, Omokoye. Yeah. So, I mean, and I don't like those alias. I don't like, because I'm in a home. Daddy, they will come and visit you. Then they'll be like, they are looking for Sammy. And be like, Sammy.
Who's that?
So, because of that, I mean, I didn't used to like alias so much. But I found a deeper meaning into it, because Ara means wonder in Yoruba. Yeah. And the J is a bed, a blue singing bed. Ooh, and I mean, it just made sense. You know, just made sense.
Was your first song called Wonder?
No, first song is Spite.
Spite. Mm-hmm. Is that a song that you put on a streaming platform as Ara? And like, Usi Obi Fire, you know? Somebody took the name.
Yeah, so that song was Over.
Over.
Yeah, Over. That was actually my first official. So Spite is my first release on the site because it was on SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
It is still on SoundCloud if you want to hear it.
And what name?
Ara the J.
Ara the J. Okay. Yeah. So what's the song?
If I try.
I'm going to look for it.
So I released Over with Wester 22. Big love to Wester, my guy in Nigeria. Yeah. And I couldn't access the data. Why?
There was another artist.
Some girl. Hey. I mean, it was some way, but then it was a learning curve. Mm. And now we had to change it from just Ara to Ara the J.
Ara the J.
Yeah, because I mean, yeah.
Okay. See, quick history trip. Where else will you find this information?
Yeah.
But listen, so much has happened since you were here the last time. I actually like went back and I looked, and it's so much. We're gonna start with Jesus Christ too.
Yeah.
Just start with Jesus Christ too. I feel like I've heard you on different platforms talking about how, you know, RBA and Black Hole heard the song and they reached out, it was a surprise. Yeah. So yeah. I want to talk about the making of the music video.
Uh-huh.
I think one thing that I will always credit like your team for is more visuals, no more artistic direction. Hey, very tight.
First of all, Radin and Coupon.
Of course.
Yeah, big love to Trade Yampo.
Of course.
Senior man. And then again, big love to the team, everyone on the team. And big love to Creature. Yeah, our senior man on the creative direction. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do write scripts for drama. I like drama.
Oh, sir.
Yeah. Into now. I'm person me a boy wife to her. Yeah, but I mean, I'm still on that tangent. Yeah.
You still have chance in time.
Yeah, I would do that by the grace of God. Yeah, but then with the help of
the discussion, like when you wanted to do a music video,
we were trying to do something very spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then again, we're trying to do something with very limited resources. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then God came through for us, and the whole inspiration behind it moved from just the normal content reel into a whole actual video. Yeah, because, you know,
you weren't going to shoot a video. We're just going to do like some small content.
You know, we're just going to do some very tight, short thing. Yeah, but then by the grace of God and through the team and various ideas, yeah, I mean, you have that video. And that video, I mean, when I watch it now,
it's clean. The cowboy aesthetic, black and white boots. Who's your boots be?
Oh, the black one, the cake, you know. So am I.
KK Rasta.
Senior Sumai on another level. So no. I guess, you know.
Oh, that'd be a fire pan.
Oh, yeah, chick.
Because I don't think anybody was upstaged by the other. FIA.
Oh, yeah, it was crazy.
Oh, I love the video so much. But by the way, people don't know, RDG, he has like three managers. I don't want people to know. The first time I met Ara, now me Kwe, even we were band or beer garden. And unim, I had already noticed you. No, be so be try a picture. And I'll say, hey, me there, me pose, Ben, I'm here, and I'm saying, why ni? Who are we saying, Crawford 3, I'm trying to wish ya. We say, oh, hi, I'm already just manager. Why don't say, three managers?
Yeah, me senior
man. They made me add Nemo, finding Nemo. And then I, you know, that's how I heard it. So, don't play about Ara. The team is tight. No, of course.
Big up to the team.
Of course, big up to the team. Up and running tour.
Yep, I saw you
on that too.
Charlie.
How'd that come about?
Big love to Stone. Big love to the mighty Torture himself. Big love to the entire team. KV, Father Casey, Big Marty. I mean, it was crazy. Initially, I was sick. Then Stone came over. He came alone. I thought he would come with people, but then he came alone. Yeah, and we spoke at length, but he didn't say much, even about the show. So I was there then. I'm going to be in London with two supporting acts, and then there are some two images. Yeah, but that image, I don't say they look like me. Wow. So me, you know, I had to call Father and find out what was going on. But then big love to Stone. At the end of the day, we found out we were on it, and I go on that stage. It was so crazy.
No, it looked like I show black jackets.
Be. Not many hambre.
Sir.
Hey.
But job, I don't know, team open, they like surprising you and your team. Is that what they do?
Oh, you know, they just know they want to leave the recording aspects and, I mean, those things to me.
You, okay.
Yeah, then so that they can focus on the other things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't want to worry me so much with everything.
Yeah.
But then me too, I'm not imagining whom. Yeah. I want to know everything.
You want to know.
Yeah,
but what's it like going on a tour on that, like, magnitude, UK level? Like, what's it like? Because me say, you're going to show. What's it day? Me see you, you're going to show. A different vibe. backstage. How was that like? What's the experience?
It's crazy. It's a learning thing. And it's not so much different from the work, because the work is get on the stage, make sure you send the message. But I think, as you are saying, demographic wise, kind of language wise, but that was our family. Most of the people there were from our home base
that you know. Okay.
Yeah, but aside that, it was that's part of the work for me. It's just part of the work. But for me, I didn't see anything be a chinchini. Yeah, I just, if anything, I even loved them more. And that crowd taught me something. They were coming for Stone show, but they were coming for a show, despite whoever is on the stage. Yeah, and I think that's one thing that we are learning, I mean, as an industry, especially here, that we are coming for a show, but we are trying to be selective in how
who
we are going
to support.
But when you come for a show, make sure you're coming for a show.
Yeah.
And when you do that, I mean, you will leave satisfied.
Yeah, but you know, the difference is that when you sink into a microphone, so who will text the crowd, you look up. What I mean, no, it's true. Honestly, see, the difference for me is I listen to a lot of Project stuff. That time, before I did that whole thread, you know, I was listening to the thing in my album in my car going. I had to park. Tour, no. You get it? So I can and I saw a clip from the tour. Now would you know what I would and I was like, me ni mukra, I will even be like, oh, who is this? You get it? In the end, they have a farmer. Nobody can.
Oh, but no, it's by the grace of
it's
God.
By the grace of God. You didn't even say the grace, but I say, none of your modesty is fine. I also see you are in Apple Music Africa Rising, class of 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
I'm okay.
All right, you reach. Oh,
no, no, where will they reach?
Yo, you reach.
Where are we going?
Oh, no, no, no. Okay, so do you know how that came about? Do you get an email? Do they just.
Big love to the team, Almighty Entertainment, and big love to our distro, Mass Appeal, Orchard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, they're working tirelessly, just as they see us working, so that we can take the message to the world. So, any opportunity that they see, that they can put Nemo, by the grace of God. Yeah, so, and I think big love to Apple Music too. I think they can see trajectory, see working. Mm-hmm. But we are working, we are just working. Yeah.
Does that class of 25, does it come with any perks? Because I remember I saw your song in Chop Life playlist.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's the first time. The next thing I saw, class of 25, Africa Uprising. Like, do they give you guys any perks? And then it's just.
I think they probably have some couple of playlists they might add.
Add you to.
Yeah, but I'm not really certain. I'm just excited we are on that class of 2025 because we are bringing it to the world.
Of course. You also made an appearance on Unyashu Time with Mac Brown.
That'd be legendary.
Of course.
Nana Mac Brown.
Yes. It's a mature one. Me, I'm saying, I had it. A big deal.
The time I watched Nana Mac Brown, I'm sure I was probably walking to school.
Yeah.
I mean, to be somewhere and she's singing my song and telling me.
What did she tell you? What was her favorite song from you?
Peace. I actually thought it was Jesus Christ. But then she's like, that peace song. Yeah. I don't know if it's because of the message in it. Yeah, but she loves it so much. Big love to Nana Mac Brown. We love you. Hey.
But you make the messaging in your music is always very, it's inspirational. I think that's what it is. Won't say time news channel. Early 20s, just jumping from place to place, near dream be brave. But who do some stage be sometimes Nyumbi say just to tell you say like you know there's something to look forward to persevere and that's the message that I get from
Onyo. Most of my music me I choose to do spiritual music I believe the only thing that will make my music eternal meaning that your children's children can enjoy the same music you are enjoying
timeless
today. Makes it eternal is the spirit in it. It's the message in it. Yeah, you make sure you are not just saying something that you feel like you want to say. Yeah, you are saying something that you believe has to be said.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. That way.
Okay. And then Labrum. You see, the one that near you. I was like, oh, okay.
I mean, Labrum, actually.
Oh, this Labrum.
Yeah.
That's cool. How did that also happen?
Big love to Forts. Big love to Tony Tego. Big love to Studio Dream. Tony Tego. Big love to Studio Dream. Yeah. And Ebony. They saw Nemo far away. Saw me in my baggy trousers and all that. And they were like, no, this guy, if we put him in some Labrum, it will look good. By the grace of God, they called us for the shoot. They actually called us for the Puma shoot. Called us for the Labrum shoot.
Oh yeah, and I was going to come to the Puma shoot too.
I mean, you know, by the grace of God, but it was up to Studio Dream.
Okay.
Yeah, it was up to Studio Dream.
Kaish. No, I'm actually, I don't understand that I'm proud of, because it was like, and ever since you left, it's like, me be me Instagram, I mean, me retweet it on your pound. Me new say, I want to handle
it. Oh, no, bro.
Me retweet it, bro. Me say, hey, boy, next speedy up. Okay, it's work up, Puma, no. I really like your Glitch Africa performance. When you say vocals in there, when it comes to you, vocals in your own. Live performance there, only vocals
are. Yeah, really live.
Until you really do deliver. But I realized that, you were also in Emmy Africa Generation Now.
Yeah.
Shout out to you for that. I don't know, sorry.
I said, Jumano Endos.
Endos. Endos is how? Oh, sir. In fact, if it wasn't Plenty Cranker, you should be asking your team questions. Oh, sir.
Sir.
Yeah.
Sir, that way.
I was, for those who don't know, he also just came back from Nigeria, you know. I could snitch Jahua to you, friend of fire. No, but I realized that in your interviews, you keep talking about finding Nemo Deluxe.
Mm-hmm.
Inti, I'm wondering, all these songs, Grenade, Peace, Fire, are they going to be on the Deluxe?
There was supposed to be a Deluxe.
Hey, why?
What's for that? The capsule.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So Finding Nemo is my album. It's going to come very soon.
Okay.
Yeah, but projects leading into the album, first one here, Capsule. No?
Mm-hmm.
So the Capsule should have had a Deluxe, and that Deluxe should have had Jesus Christ 2, Grenade, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but by the grace of God, there's another project which is going to lead into Finding Nemo, a completely new project.
Is
but it's still on, yeah, something like that. But it's still on the Finding Nemo series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so first one here, Capsule. Second one, no? Maybe,
yeah. Timmy City.
Ibia in your capsule. You never know. So I mean, very soon. But that project has Jesus Christ 2, Grenade, Fire with Bella Schmeda,
mm-hmm.
and other crazy songs.
Peace is not gonna be on it.
Let's see. You never know.
Oh, I see. But how many songs will be on that?
Just so you know. A little around 14.
Perfect. Because I was going to tell you nothing less than 10.
Oh, no, not less. Oh, we can't do that.
Yeah, because Finding Nemo, when it ends, but I'm like, I don't know how to end this.
I feel you. By this project, you go love them.
When are we supposed to expect it?
Very, very soon. Maybe next month. I mean, you never know, you know.
Hey,
maybe next week.
I feel very soon. I mean, you don't want to commit to a day. It's not your cousin.
I didn't know a day. I mean, we are praying.
Uh-huh.
So whenever the spirit is like, hey, put the foot down, then we call, hey, release them, we beg you.
Sir, yeah. Say as the spirit led. I'm going to be released here, you know. Or comes with, oh, yeah, shooting visuals, new pictures. Hey.
that way. Yeah.
Let's talk about Fire. Mm-hmm. How did the link up with Bella Schmeda happen?
It was Sonny. Big love to Sonny. Big love to Orchard. There was a camp.
Mm-hmm.
Thames came, Bella came, Ladipo came, Manifest mm-hmm. was there, Molly was there. I mean,
hey, shake it to the mic, shout out.
Yeah, crazy, more crazy artists were there. And Mekofi, I was actually on my way home, and Amuje calls me, is like, I should hold on. Someone wants to talk to me. So I hold on. I see this guy in blue. I mean, a whole blue regalia.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, ah. Omuara, you bad, man. Yeah, my big love to Bella.
Yeah.
So, Amuje introduced me to Bella.
Mm-hmm.
Bella was like, ah, Omo, make we enter studio now. And Fire was made. I mean, everything is just by the grace of God.
Like, how long did it take to put it together? Was it like a day thing?
A day thing? It was probably like an hour thing.
Hey.
Said I'm Yuko for you. I was actually down with my session.
Did you write or it was just freestyle?
It is. A couple of weeks ago, I think a week ago, that I saw a video of myself looking at the screen. Because actually, personally to me, I don't even remember writing anything. Yeah, but I saw a video. I think I was looking at some lyrics. Yeah, so, I mean, I think we wrote a couple of things, but it didn't really take so much time.
Sir,
yeah.
Anyhow, we battle with the fire.
Uh-huh.
Things we been the face. If we go talk, you go para.
Yeah.
One throw, a freestyle.
Obe Timokrafa para. I didn't make dream of one. I said, hey.
Oh my God.
That way.
Okay. Aha, no, so Mick Jagger, Ninu Mena with your L there.
I got them. So,
moves like that.
So, you understand?
I know.
So, I just want to run up with a mic like I'm Jagger
because
I have the moves like Mike.
Okay,
Jagger.
Okay.
Understand? Yeah, so it was just a play on that, but I mean, my Jagger senior man.
Who sounds like your culture? They don't have a panel. References in the day. Do you dance? Do you know how to dance?
I used to do them sounds.
Say nah, you know now you be.
To see a few.
Oh.
Charlie, high school I'm say, oh.
Sir. Me assure say, we hear music be out. We be my choreo. Oh, saying a black we hear rebel music, no be your choreo out of nowhere. No.
Me, I the teacher I'm small.
Hey.
this guy.
Yeah, so I think another question I want to ask is, I know you do, you are saying that your music is really like spirit led and everything. Mm-hmm. Do you ever feel like you're going to give us like dance, the big bush bush kakra?
Big family, respectfully. The next release, respectfully.
Hey.
But I mean, you know, like the spirituality is just the foundation.
Okay.
You see, so a song like Sankofa,
mm-hmm.
you hear me say that I be rolling with the Almighty, I for make it crazy before others onim semia. So everyone knows others onim semia, but mm-hmm. you go back, you hear I be rolling with the Almighty. That's the spiritual thing in it. So yeah. for me, the spirituality is just foundational. I can be singing love, I can be on any kind of genre, my piano and all that. Yeah, but you hear something about God in it. Mm. So definitely there's something danceable. And I mean, Cosign is out, C'est La Vie is out. There a couple of great tunes, Atinga, you can dance to them. But don't worry, I got you. Got you.
So how has your life changed in the last couple of months after Jesus Christ too, and all of these things are happening? Because
actually, Nigeria self changed my life self. Some small. See, Nige.
Mm-hmm. Talk about it.
Time no day where you go, oh, maybe this time traffic no day. I beg you, if you for go somewhere, I beg you go. No be now, oh, traffic, then you can't think plenty. Time no day there to think plenty. The time you want turn left, some other car already, they turn left already. Yeah. So you still have, you know, you for watch out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think. From the capsule till now, it has just been movement. It has just been working. And by the grace of God, I mean, for me, the work is to send the message to the world. Mm-hmm. So any opportunity that we would get, yeah, any opportunity at all, 5, 2, 1 person, I can't wait for that person to hear my song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think that's been the work. And we're also looking for ways to improve always. Because, I mean, we are finding Nemo. We are still on the road to find Nemo. Yeah, so any way that we can better find Nemo, that's a route that we'll take. Yeah, so we are praying. We keep working. And big love to the team. I mean, they're always holding me down.
Oh, no, your team is solid.
On my team to tell
me. Your manager, he texts me, pal.
Hey.
He said, you know, I was supposed to come to a friend is saying, oh, concerts, no, but one said, me more 95. Grover named him 195.
Sometimes,
look at me. Oh, me do feel not one of bones, never book a cra, not me, the but I saw the videos, it was lit. It looked very lit. In the next one, a day,
I don't believe I'm safe.
No, you pa.
Once I see you, there were people from my right.
Mm-hmm.
If you know Alias Francais, from the right of the stage to the gate.
Yes.
So when I turn around, I mean, after the first performance, I turned around, the fire came up. I saw the people on my right. I almost didn't sing the next song.
But
I
was like, it's also
this is my niggas. Oh no. Big love to everyone that came to Nemo Live. And 2.0 activated this year, 2025. I mean, the location I go make it know very, very soon. But guess what? Just like I said, headlining. Hey.
Hey.
Nemo is live.
Very live.
I ask you.
Yeah. Oh no, but people know you. People be singing your songs. Oh yes.
And
I know. Really good vibes. Inti, okay. So this project is gonna come and then eventually we'll see what album in the beba.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes.
Before we end the interview, I just want to say, if you confine yourself, I'm talking to the listeners, if you confine yourself if you confine yourself to, like, you know, I feel like sometimes Ghana 4am person explore with sound in terms of who we like to listen to. Ubeko baby DJ ni experiments like a crap. I'm see, oh, the DJ way that mum be masum na mun see nyum.
Yep.
Hey, I'm caught na beach. Na mum bonyum. Like, I'm sorry, I don't know. Maybe I am me camera no feel up on why own composer.
Oh, but oh, somehow can see I know. For me, like this past couple of, like now, things that have changed. One of the things I do now, I just go sit to the beach. Me and I'm at one, I'm in tears.
Peace. Me, who
you are? It's actually a great thing. That piece. But then again, I mean, listen to new music. Ghana has great artists.
A lot of great artists.
We get
Kojo
Black, we get Olive, we get Kwashi T, we get S the Legend, we have Titi Owusu. Hey, we get Annabelle Cozy Rose. Poems. We get hold on. We get Cozy Post. We get 99 Faces, Freddie Gambini. Hey.
By the way, Murphy, Nyumbi and Murphy Babe release you. So we release this one.
Charlie, how Murphy, I beg that your dance. Beg you for teach me. Yeah. I beg you that dance for the new song. Yeah, we did on them. I watch them, but once I dance nothing, once I try them.
We have our swan pay, but so I just want to encourage people to like try and listen. Cause when I say, if you don't get it the way you want, then you tune off. What's your idea? But nah, like share cadence, tone, messaging. In fact, another thing I want to talk about, we are very good with lyrics. You really write good music. In fact, next time your team needs to put you in a songwriting category. Oh yes. Memphis Diagro, because I mean, maybe it's because Ibia band naturally to you. Me, when I was young, my dad, the reason why I'm really into music, my dad every weekend be a Obefa one Ghanaian artist and he'll play everything. And so I'm constantly listening. And you, Blacko, when I listen to your music, it reminds me of Lord Kenya, Iron Boy, those days they used to play like do storytelling, proper storytelling. In the South vibe, maybe Naminya, you know, like follow story from beginning to end.
Me, for me, I'm just heavy on lyrics because I believe said I'm a kind, there are gonna be people who will come after me.
Mm-hmm.
There are gonna be people who are gonna tell my children that's your daddy's music.
Yeah.
What was your daddy saying?
Mm-hmm.
I need to make sure everything I say there, because mm-hmm. I mean, I owe it to not just myself, but I owe it to God to make sure that I positively impact someone's life.
Yeah.
And that is only done because you are not just listening to the beat. You are listening to what the person is saying. Yeah. So it's only done, mostly done through the lyrics. Yeah. That's why I really mind what I say. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I the person that does your half balaclava, Akuma. I wanted to give a shout out to you. I saw in an interview Akuma neye na face. Now you used to cover your face. Mm-hmm. I didn't know you back then. I only saw you when you had opened it.
Okay.
Yeah. But I realized that recently you wore one with like whites on the, I think was it Three Music Culture Daily. The same was the same.
Oh yeah. Oh she.
Yeah. So I just wanted you to give a shout out to Akuma.
Akuma,
where can people find Akuma if they want? Will be, you know what will be cool? Mm-hmm. Say Ubeye will show and people will show up wearing the same thing. Crazy.
Okay, guess what? It's on sale.
It's on sale. Okay.
It's on sale.
Okay.
From Jumanjo. So if you need them, I beg you for call Jumanjo. I beg you.
Hey. Oh no, but how about people find Akuma?
Akuma. So Akuma on Instagram or on all socials, it's Akuma, AKOMA. If you know the rich arm, I beg you. For call RDJ, say you want to reach Akuma. Yeah, hey. The team are gonna put you through.
Now RDJ won't be down number one.
Father Ocean. Those who don't know Father O, that's one of my senior men. Hey, Star Wars.
Okay, Ara. So before you go, you know, what's like a big message that you want people to take? I mean, you've spoken about the importance of what you say and how you want it to be relevant and everything, but obviously, what's the big takeaway you want people to have every time they experience Aradeji, whether it's through the album, through the live stage or whatever? What's something that you always want people to take away from that experience?
I always want you to know that God is alive. It is so important to me that you understand that God is alive. It is very, very important to me. Yeah, because that is the essence of life. Yeah, we live and have our being because of God. That is why I always say it is because of the grace of God. Always for me. Yeah, I don't know about you. Yeah, but for me, I always want you to understand that God is alive in everything that you are doing, no matter what it is. Yeah, and because He is alive, there's nothing that we can't do. Yeah, there's no heights that we can't reach. There's nothing we can't do. Yeah, because there's nothing impossible with God. Like that whole perspective on life, I think it changes everything for us. Yeah, when you understand that the reason why you are here is to do this and that, I think you know how to live your life now well. Yeah, so God is King. God is alive forever. Hey.
Yes. So definitely check out Fire because the lyrics always say, "Give me wings." What do you say?
Yeah, give me.
It's
energy.
Always keep moving, motion, no matter what it is. Charlie, ever fat?
Yeah.
What do you say? We've had RDJ in the studio, guys. Stick and stay. We'll be right back. RDJ.
I Anyhow, about to wear the fire. This will be the first before the talk, I'm go para. Come and call me father, still wanna go father. I just wanna run up with the mic like I'm Jaga. I took a 10 team in slow, I'm focused. Whatever be coming, we go face, I'm with the full stop. It no matter weather, what the other fire. Blood to cast and bandy if they wanna put us on. No support, yo, no support. Lonely on this journey, so I say be talifan. No returning any place where we go sleep. So we no figure make any bag, I take a piece. No comfort, yo, no, no. We no comfort, me was it stress. Say, hey, oh, I'm not some man on the fire. She show me how some me walk. I'm a same, I believe you. I'm to me, yes, yeah.
Give me wings, see my brother. Give me energy, holy father. Somebody pour me holy water. Any small tea, I don't the power. Give me wings, see my brother. Give me energy, holy father. Somebody pour me holy water. Holy small tea, I don't the power.
All right, we're back now. We're back, back, back. Okay, listen. Oh, Ara, you know what the funny thing, though? I don't know if maybe it's because we had a longer conversation this time around, but I remember him being a bit more reserved the last time. I think that he's really working into his personality, and I see a lot of progress in, like, you know, how he holds himself, presents himself, and talks. Or maybe he was just shy the first time. Maybe that's what it is. But I feel like ever since that the last time he was here for Q Music, he's met so many people, Burna Boy and things, like, who am I? You know what I mean? Like, he's no longer shy. Like, he's met the biggest of the bigs. You know what I mean? So shout out to you, Ara. We're still waiting for the project, whatever it may be. But Run Up Fire, Ara the J featuring Bella Schmerda. I really like that song. Yeah. Give me fire. Da, 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 da. Somebody pour me holy water. I love it. Okay, guys, it's time for us to get into our listener letters. Oh, yes. And listen, I know we bring you not one, but two listener letters. Hey, somebody run and tell us about it. They are coming with two listener letters. Yes, so. All right, now listen. What are we going to call this very first one? What are we going to call this long? This is long. It's long, but I just like it. And I want to talk about it. That's why I picked it. You know, somebody sent us a letter recently, and I was reading it, and I was like, this is too long. And I literally told him, hey, summarize and resend it. I'm going to start doing that to you people, because people are doing too much. Come on, summarize. We ain't got all day. Anyway, what are we going to call this one? We are going to call this one, you know what I used to do when I used to record in my old room in my mother's house? I always used to look around and then I'll pick something. But anyway, my duvet is right here. So I'm going to call this one Duduvi. Okay, Duduvi, let's get it, guys. Hello, Cynthia Liokra. Joseph, hope you're good. There's something bothering me for real, Charlie. My love life, eh? Ho! Crying emoji and laughing emoji. That's pretty succinct, but I think I understand where you're coming from. So I saw this girl on social media and she looked so familiar. I liked the picture and bookmarked her picture because I knew defo I would meet her someday and went on with my date. Do people do this? Like, you see people on social media bookmark and be like, oh, I'll run into this girl. This is Accra. Really? That is crazy. So I approached the next day on campus. Boom, there she is. Oh, the computer's in your phone. There she is. So I approached her and I said I saw her on social media last night. And I promised I knew her. And I did the little talk and took her snap and went on. So after a few weeks of texting, we realized we have so many mutual friends. So we eventually became close. This was around level 100, second sem. So we got close, calling her, buying food together, hanging out, literally doing everything cool as close friends. Okay. So I later proposed to her and she said, let's take things slow. She said, not that I'm saying no, but let's hang around to build more. I said, calm. And I realized, Charlie, no go work, but she kept on asking for stuff, wanting us doing things like we are a thing. So later, second sem, level 200, and I proposed again. She said she does not want to fuck our friendship up. So let's keep it that way. Hey, my dear, I said, AI said Pringles, so once you pop, you can't stop. The girl said no. Why you go asking it? Listen, The ultimate rule is like, until you have certainty. But anyway, you know what? I can't blame you. Because you're saying she was asking you guys to do stuff and things, so I can see how that could be confusing. Anyway, so I got distant and started talking to another girl in her hostel. Then, no, she's all over me again. Like, she wants a relationship thing. So I dug my new talking stage, and I tried again. And guess what she said? Oh, girl. Dudu, I know. She go think about it. This was level 300 first time. Most of my boys think we are dating. That's the worst, y'all. Y'all do so much things. Everybody thinks that you are dating. Meanwhile, y'all know that's the worst one, because how will you explain it? And then when they see her with another boy, they'll be like, ah, oh my God. I tell them what's happening, and they concluded saying I should forget her and cut her off because she's not serious. You know the funny thing? Someone I am waiting for you to open mind for me. She went ahead and dated, and he cast. She come tell me, Charlie, I vex. Where I tell him, say, make sure no contact me again. Now she's back in level 400, saying she's feeling me now. Charlie, see this too. She always gets me too, because I like her genuinely, not gonna lie. We got close, and now I tried again. Hey! Adai! What? You must have a humiliation kink. I'm sorry. Again? Is this the fourth time? It's like one for every level. She said what? But she's insisting I keep it around. She likes our friendship. I want to cut her off this time for good. But because of our mutual friends, we will be seeing each other often. And we have the same classes, which I don't like. So make her carry on and J mind, or should I cut her off and not contact her again at all? Dudu V. Immediately I read this, I opened Twitter. And guess what? I saw this tweet and I'm going to read it for you. Accidentally falling in love with someone you were supposed to have fun with seriously builds character. And you're about to find out, Dudu V. Honestly, let me tell you something. And personally, I've dealt with this before. There are a lot of people that you're going to come into contact with. And maybe not a lot of people, but some people, right? And they're going to genuinely like you as a friend. They're going to like who you are. They're going to like who you allow them to be. And they may never know that that special side of you that you're giving to them is because you want more. They may never know. They may just see it as this guy is really... And listen, a lot of people are like, oh, please, you should know that a guy likes you. And da, 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 da. That's there. But I just want you to know, not everybody is the same. Okay? Some people will play into the fact that a guy likes them and get food and everything. But I'm reading this thing. You said you buy food together. You say you buy food for her. She liked doing stuff with you. She must like your company. But I've also grown enough to know that you may be doing certain things that you don't necessarily do for other people because you like her. And that's what I'm saying. She genuinely likes the side of you that you're showing. And what, like, I mean, you haven't said you guys kissed. You haven't said you guys have had sex. And I don't know what they're doing. Unless the doing stuff is, honestly, if you guys have been sexual and everything, then scratch all this that I'm saying. Because I read doing stuff like, you know, hanging out, hobbies and shit. But I'm just saying, like, listen, I would have given you the first two times. That's it. You see, you've repeated the behavior so much so that she knows that this is how the game goes. You will go and come. You will go and come. As I didn't call your baby encore. So you need to break the chain. Yeah. Break every chain. Break every chain to the V. Break every chain. Break every chain. Said break every chain. Break every chain, Dudu V. You need to listen. I'm not gonna, what? Because of mutual friends? Oh, please. Come of it. Cut the cameras. Please, please, let's be serious. Oh, we have mutual friends. We have the same classes. Hey. Mumubi. Mitumu say, Mumusku mwanya kawo, mwanchi manson. Hey, me. Mumubi sasandra kwokwe. Oh my gosh, shout out to you, Sandra. We patched things up. But I didn't talk to Sandra the whole of class six because we were fighting. And I just don't know. Like, you guys didn't fight. You didn't, like, not talk to people for, like, at least a semester. Oh, you don't have it in you. You need to be able to move on, though. Because that's the thing. Accra, as small as it is, you will run into the people that did you dirty. You will run into the people that you did dirty. You just have to walk around shoulder high like you don't give a fuck and exist. Hey, my guy. Please, so please. Level 400. Finish my course. You have finished the course with this girl doing you in P, certificate, in P, out. And so you are not in again. OUT spills out. Ah, find your way out. Find your way out. Hey. I'm not a big, like, I don't believe in blocking. I don't believe in, like, deleting a number or whatever.
bitch. I believe in self-discipline. You will be in my phone and I will build the strength to not call you again. I might slip a few times, but I know I will get to that point. So I don't believe in that. Blocking? No, you will see me. You will see. I don't know. Maybe you will block me. Maybe you will mute me. But me, I will leave you. So I just need you to understand that. Like, I don't give this advice to people because I don't believe in that shit. But babes, delete her number. Block her. Remove all access to you. Because it seems to me that you walk away. But when she comes back, you just give in. Listen, this cannot be your... That is not your twin flame. That cannot be your Shayla. I'm sorry. I feel like if you're ever going to give her a chance, it needs to be at least a minimum of 3 years after you guys have graduated. I'm only saying this because, listen, I read somewhere that sometimes you meet people, the person you're going to be with three times, and all of the three times, the first two is like, you're like, it's not going to work. No. And then possibly, no, this is stuff that I read or see on TikTok. Okay, I've been on TikTok a lot lately. But anyway, I just feel like if you're ever going to give her another chance, let life happen to her. Do NSS and then do 2 years of actual work. By that time, a few things would have knocked around. Life would have hit her. Right now, she's in school. Okay? Give it up. And I need... You know what I need you to do? I need you to actually, like, find out who you are when you are not talking to a girl or whatever. Find out who you really are. Because I hear a lot of, like, molding of yourself for this person. Yes. You are compromising on things that you don't want to do. Like, okay, I like it, so I'll just hang out with her, even though I want more. Please, you need to spend some time pleasing yourself. Oh my God, that sounds wrong. But listen, putting yourself first and doing things that make you happy. So that the next time you are talking to somebody, you'll be able to recognize that, hey, I did way, am I many in jail? And for the last year or two, my enemy, am I many jail? Intermediate. You know what I mean? Sometimes you need that. So, Dudu V, do with that what you can or what you may. Let's move on to the next letter.
Automatically, I set my eyes on you. I know, say, you go fill the void my high hands for. Could you show I'm searching for living off lost love? Got my mind on a new one. Opinions coming in by the morning, no go in. I'll be damned if I let them in. They watch me on your small ball, I get my faith, my bow. I get my mind on it right now. Bully, we can fly out. Get happy, and you know I can't deny. Your body be divine. Not no more, but boy, really nice. I can't wait till you. Yeah, you know I can't deny. Your body be divine. Not no more, but really nice. I can't wait till you're mine. Opinions coming in. Opinions coming in. By the morning, we'll go in. Opinions coming in. You know I can't let them in. Do. You can be stubborn. I'm never letting go.
This next letter, I'm going to call this person Button Up. Yes, Button Up. Oh, no, Benjamin Button. Let's do Benjamin Button. Button Up, it's just a bit try hard, right? It wasn't funny, right? Okay. All right, so let's do Benjamin Button. What does he say? He says, I'm going to take that again. What does he say? Says sing. Benjamin Button says, Dear Joseph, for as long as I can remember, I've been passionate about the creative and entertainment space. It's where I feel most alive. By God's grace, I now work at a media agency and have the opportunity to host one of their YouTube shows. It's a dream come true on paper, but in reality, I'm struggling. I rehearse, I script, I prepare like crazy. But the moments I get on set, something shifts. I become nervous, tense, and suddenly I can't seem to articulate myself the way I did in rehearsal. Wow, let me just say, the way this is written, the vocabulary, you know what I mean? This is somebody that reads. I'm sorry. I can't seem to articulate myself the way I did in rehearsal. And I can't seem to connect with the camera or the audience the way I do naturally. Every time I watch an episode back, I cringe. Let me tell you something. I still cringe when I listen to the podcast. I don't listen to the podcast, though. I'm going to be very honest with you. The thing is that after I record and I send it to Kwame and he approves of the audio, he works on it, he does the final episode, and he sends it to me, and I have to listen to the whole episode
done, like with the music and everything. And then I'll give him my feedback if there's any. So I already listen to the podcast in a work way. When it comes out on the apps, I don't listen to it. And every time I have to listen to myself, it's a little bit of a cringe moment. Like, I cannot be in the same space as somebody that's listening to the podcast and I can hear that they are listening to the podcast. I hate it so much. So just on that front, I don't think you're ever going to get over it. But anyway, but here's the part that confuses me even more. When I'm creating my own content for TikTok or my socials, I come alive. I'm expressive. I'm articulate. And I get genuine engagements from my followers. I've even been a guest on another podcast where I was fully myself, confident, clear, and engaging. So why does that version of me disappear when I'm on set at work? Benjamin Button, this is pretty simple. You know, so when we started the podcast, for those of you that go way back, 2017, the real sincerity is from day one, they know. The podcast was about 15 minutes long. It was recorded in my closet in my mother's house. I have since moved out. I moved out twice, y'all. But in my closet in my mother's house, 15 minutes, it was nobody but me. I would come alive. I would like do whatever, you know, fear of judgment was out of the window. And then GCR got a studio. GCR has always had a studio, by the way, but their studio was at Teshinungwa. Bitch, I live in Danso, man. It was just not gonna work. So they finally got a studio in like around Nyaneba. And so we had to start going to film. And you guys remember, I've always told you, I fought very hard against video. I said, no, I don't want to do video. Because I just felt like, first of all, the dressing up and everything. And then on camera, everything is different. You know, I can be in my underwear, in my closet. I can have a cup of tea, you know. Like, but you have to be so poised on camera. And I just didn't want to do it. So when we actually started filming, I realized that I couldn't be myself fully. I was holding back. And it was because suddenly there were all these people in the room. Cameramen I didn't know, set assistants, like I didn't know them. You know what I mean? I knew Cyril and Donald at the time. And it was like the team just kept growing, like because they would, GCR hires like NAFTI students sometimes to do internships and stuff. So you're always meeting somebody new. And I'm like, oh my God, can I say all of this ridiculous stuff that I'm saying in front of them? So I would recognize that I was holding back, but you know, I'm seasoned professional. So I delivered. There are episodes that you listen to and you never clock. You never clock that I was holding back. Let me give you one. You see the episode that we did with Junior from Home Sweet Home? Go and look for it. I was holding back so much. Because another thing that you guys need to understand, sometimes when these people come to do interviews, it's not just them. They come with a team. So it's them, probably a manager or a road manager, stylist, somebody that's taking videos of them. So like, if let's say like we already have like 5 people, they also come in. And these are people that I don't necessarily know. So it's also like, oh my God, you know what I mean? I've grown past it now. No, I don't care who's in the room. You're going to get me. But like, it was a difficult adjustment process. And you know what I did? Do you know what I did, Benjamin Button? I started talking to the crew members. Yes. Before we start filming, I'll be like, hey, what's your name? Oh, where'd you come from? How many, like I properly chat with them. I befriended every single one of them. Right now, that is one of the things that I do. If I go on any set, whether it's mine or anyone else's, I talk to the crew members because these are the people that are going to be in the room while we're filming. And if I want to be comfortable, I just want to like, I want to introduce them to me. You know what I mean? Cause listen, I'm really honest. Y'all people say, oh, celebrity, popular, whatever. I'm not that popular. I've gone to spaces where the host knows who I am, or whoever invited me knows who I am. Everybody else doesn't, so it's fine. But sometimes you talk to them, it just makes you get some kind of familiarity, and then now it becomes easy. You know, if you know anybody that works on set, ask them. They say I even worry them. Like I will comment. Like our studio manager shaved his beard because apparently he went to get a haircut and he wanted to do something. The barber didn't do it well and he had to shave everything because one side was spoiled. And he looked funny. He looked funny for like, he still looks funny because the beard is taking his time to grow. And I walked and I was like, Kofi, oh my God, who did this to you? You know, and everybody started laughing. And like, I tried to engage them so that it's not like strangers, because then you're always going to be on guard. So the first tip I'm going to give you is to just talk to people, befriend them, and build a rapport with them, because they're your crew members now that you're going to be working with on this YouTube show. You're going to see them every time, and you have to get over it. You know what I mean? So that's the first thing. Secondly, don't be afraid to, I don't know what kind of show that you do, but you know me, on this show, I learned a lot, because let me tell you something. I started watching Oprah Winfrey at a very young age, so I got the very professional kind of like setting. I know how to do it. I know it. Like, I can come over here and give you guys very professional NPR kind of whatever. I know it. But when I discovered Wendy Williams, And I saw how informal she was. She would burp on TV. She would make mistakes. And then like, I mean, she calls Dua Lipa Dula Peepa, Dula Peep. You know what I mean? And she was unapologetic about it. And I was like, I love this approach. Like, it's very loosey-goosey and whatever. And so I really fell in love with her show. So I remember when we started the show and I recorded that NPR-esque intro and Kwame said, no, I need you to like be a bit more loose. I tapped into Wendy Williams. You know what I mean? And so I don't know if it's an entertainment show, you can be, you know, you don't have to be so formal. Relatability sells. So don't take yourself too seriously, because I've seen a lot of young people who want to like get into media and whatever. A few people DM me and things like that. And when I watch their videos, I see what they're trying to do. It's very Emma Morrison. And listen, Emma Morrison is great. She's an icon, but she was for a certain time of the day. You know what I mean? She's from way back there. Like, these days, you can't go and say that, hi, so welcome to this show. To know me is to know that I am great. Okay, let's get into it. Tell me, Kitty, what was the first... No. I see a lot of y'all doing that. And it's like, I know, baby media, fine, but you need to cross out of that straitjacket approach and just have a conversation. Talk to the camera like it's a person in front of you. Hey, guys, welcome to the show. Listen, I've had a terrible day today. Let me tell you, my back is hurting. My feet are hurting because I wore shoes that were too tight. But you know what Beyonce says? Pretty hurt. So I had to squeeze my foot in it and walk around because it gave me high praise. And here I am in front of you guys to do this show. But anyway, what's new with me? You know what I mean? I just captivated you by telling you how my day went and putting an interesting spin on it. I don't know how you talk. I don't know where your isms are. I don't know where your tics are. But just like talk to that camera like it's a person. Not like it's a camera, because that's what some of you do. You get in front of the camera and it's all very, hey, my name is da-da-da, Bride Lali Agozo. Like, girl, you know what I mean? And then the last thing that I would say is record yourself. Record yourself. Because, you know, they say speak in front of a mirror. Yeah, it's like getting alive, whatever. But you are looking at yourself as you're doing it. It's not that great. Put the phone on selfie mode. Record yourself. Talk and do whatever, whatever. And watch yourself back. Because one of the things that I realize with being in front of a camera is I can't see myself until the thing comes out. And so if you've seen yourself talk enough times and you can only assess it when you are finished recording, you're looking back at it, the mirror doesn't really help. You're looking back at it. You can see what your face does when you laugh too hard. You can see. So all of the things that you're uncomfortable with, because a lot of people just don't see the beauty in themselves as much as people see. Yes, I meet a lot of people, you take pictures of them and they're like, oh my God, I don't like my hands is this, my face is this. And I'm looking at them like, you look fine. You know what I'm trying to say? So identify the things that you do that make you think you don't look fine. If it's like scrunching of your face, maybe you laugh too hard or whatever, you identify it, re-record and attempt to fix it. Keep re-recording until you watch a video and you're like, you know what? I like how I look now. You might not be 100% with it, but I'm telling you this. If you get a 75 approval rating, move with it, because you're always going to nitpick on something. Okay. These are the 3 points I'm giving you, Benjamin Button. And for anybody else out there trying to get into media, talking in front of a camera or whatever, you can use this too. Okay. Now listen, that's what our letters are going to do on this episode. If you want to talk to us, tell us your dilemma, ask some questions and get some advice from yours truly. You know what to do. DM us on Twitter. Our ex at Sincerely Accra. We're on TikTok at Sincerely Accra and Instagram as at Sincerely Accra as well. But please summarize. Y'all be talking too long. I ain't got time. We'll be right back to do the shout outs. We Stay Real is more than just a slogan. It is a promise. At Fika Tea House, we use fresh ingredients from farm to straw boba, real fruit to house-made syrups, loose leaf tea, and real milk. No preservatives, no nasties, just pure natural deliciousness in every sip. Besties, we are more than just amazing bubble tea. The Fika Tea House is a place to connect with friends, enjoy your finger-licking snacks, and a serene green space. So immerse yourself in the ultimate bubble tea experience. Open your favorite apps, ride-sharing, or menu finder delivery app, and enter Fika Tea House, F-I-K-A, Tea House, you can spell it, to get directions, order a ride, or have your new favorite bubble tea and snacks delivered straight to you. Fika Tea House. We stay real. All right, so on this very episode, I'm going to be shouting out none other than Nuerteki. Yes, I met her at T-Ba, and she told me she was a listener of the pod, and she makes, so Noteki is actually her brand. She makes clothes for plus size women. I saw her, she was wearing some orange number. It was like a short skirt with a half boo-boo and like a off shoulder. It was really nice with embroidery at the top. It was really nice. So y'all check out Noteki, Nuertekie on Instagram or on socials, and you'll find Noteki. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all too quickly. All too quickly, because I know y'all don't want me to go. All too quickly, we've come to the end of this podcast. And listen, if you're new here and you made it to the end, I want you to tap yourself on the bum and say, damn, I'm good. Yes, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We've come to the end, and I hope you enjoyed it. If it's the first time you loved it, just add us. We come out every 2 weeks. We'll not blow up your phone. It's every 2 weeks. And follow us everywhere. Leave a comment on our YouTube. Share our content. You know what I mean? Because we need to grow the numbers, okay? You got to stay in business. And if you love us, do well by us. Leave us a comment on all of the apps that you can do on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Leave a review. You know, 5 stars or nothing else. If you feel like it's 4 stars, stay away. Nobody asks you. But yeah, I want to give a quick shout out to my co-creator and producer, Mr. Kwame Asante Ofori. Yes, sir. And I want to give a quick shout out to the GCR Network. That's the Gold Coast Report, the number one podcast hosted network. You know the what? Hogana. And yes, it's been me, Joseph Inti, your host. I'm going to love you, leave you, and catch you on the next one. But listen, you always got to keep checking for us because you know what it is. A good time on Sincerely Accra. Bye.
In my mind, don't you tell me it's over. When you go realize me and you before life, she no one to my time. Say she got it on lockdown. In the stars we align. Right down when it be night time. When you're the girl, you like nobody know. She no one be my style. She don't want play and cry. Baby, you're the girl, but nobody know. I know they like my style, but they won't play, I'm nice. When I'm lost now,
and I look at the world and who cares? Say you bad for me like cigarettes is bad for love. If you are never happy enough, hey. Not a lot of souls to trust me. I see the good ones turn corrupt. Trust this when they say they love me, but I do not trust those eyes. Over you, my girl, I try. Do more than more in time. And I tell you what you need to hear. Your ones don't play no mind. And I got you on your back. And I'm about to take that climb.
I'm lost now, but edge me, I'm going.
Gold Coast Report production.